He said, I am the good shepherd. I'm not a hired hand. I am the one that's going to lay down my life to protect my sheep. And notice that he said, not just sheep in one pen, sheep in all the pens. Kind of a prophecy to say that, you know, this was going to go beyond the people of Jerusalem. It was going to cover all of mankind, all those that believe in Jesus. Such a good example of the reality of the time. So if you rely totally on that one resource, that productive resource, you give your life to it. Well, God loves the world so much that he was prepared to command his only son to give his life. Now that's what you call unconditional. If you in 1 John they talk about unconditional love. That is about as unconditional as you get. How many of you heard that phrase, unconditional love? There's so many people that I'm going to love you as long as you do this. I'm going to despise you if you do that. There is no such thing as that with God and with Jesus. That was unconditional love. So he gave his life for his sheep. We are his sheep. But we're also, he also told us that we have a mission as well, to be his shepherds in the field. So I encourage each and every one of us to go out, to love one another, as Jesus loved us and as God loved Jesus. And if we abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in us, the gift of the Holy Spirit will direct us and guide us every step of the way. So go out in peace, have victory in the risen Christ, and know that love, it's around you. You might not feel it by those neighbors beside you, but love them anyway. Know that God loved us so much that he gave his only son. There's no question about it. That is about as unconditional love as you could possibly get. So go out and let's honor him. Let's rejoice in knowing that Jesus is always with us. Just give us that strength to love like a good shepherd. Let us pray.